The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. It's the time. Time for The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Dubois, and thank you for spending your time with me. Giacomo Puccini, great opera composer, said, "Critics love mediocrity." And George Moore went on saying, "The lot of critics is to be remembered by what they failed to understand." Let's begin our banquet with the late Antony de Bonaventura, in the Scarlatti Sonata in D minor, Longo 4:13. Thank you. On his Connoisseur Society CD, we heard a very fine Scarlatti artist, Anthony de Bonaventura. I knew him slightly, and a real gentleman he was. And is there anything finer for openers than Scarlatti? What a good day it brings. This is The Piano Matters. Henry Havelock Ellis said, "What we call progress is the exchange of one nuisance for another nuisance." Well, I'm after moral progress, and that seems to be the hardest one of all. My good friend is up next, Robert Preston, concert pianist and photographer par excellence. We have known each other for years upon years, and frequently we talk of music and politics and everything that comes our way. To have a friend like Robert Preston is to have a treasure. You'll hear him now in the Allegro Molto of the Kabalevsky Concerto No. 3 in D major, the first movement. Kabalevsky, born in 1901, is quite a good Russian composer, but he's on the verge of being rather forgotten. Thank you. It was Robert Preston in the first movement. We've heard the third movement on a different show of the Concerto No. 3 by Dmitri Kabalevsky. Robert Preston was accompanied by Paul Freeman conducting the Westphalian Symphony. I'm with you all the way. Let's listen closely to The Piano Matters. Nothing like good listening to balance the head and body. Glynis Johns said this, "I think the Swiss have sublimated their sense of time into clockmaking." Nadia Reisenberg was a star in her time, and she played a varied repertoire, and I'd like you to hear this underplayed fantasy subtitled Capriccio in C major by Franz Joseph Haydn.
Thank you.
the late pianist Nadia Reisenberg was heard in Haydn's Fantasia, sometimes called Capriccio, a very wonderful, interesting, almost quirky indeed work by the man who really invented the sonata form. Have you been in a good mood? It certainly would be a good thing to be in a good mood these days. I was in one, that is, a good mood, for an hour or so about 10 years ago. But kidding aside, listening to these terrific pianists really does change my mood to the positive. Jerry Rose, or Jerome Rose, well, his Liszt recordings got him, you know, many, many accolades. Quite everywhere they're heard. And here he is to play for us a very beautiful Liszt transcendental etude, but no fireworks. It's a peaceful vista of a landscape. So here is Mr. Rose in Paysage by Franz Liszt.
Thank you.
the prolific artist called Jerome Rose in Liszt's Transcendental Etude called Paysage, Landscape. By leaps and bounds, the best-known composer from the Argentine is Alberto Ginastera. And it was 1952, the premiere of his first piano sonata, and it caught on. It really became a hit with pianists, and it still is today. The wonderful Italian pianist Mariangela Vacatello brings us the first movement of Ginastera's first sonata. I'm sure you liked that folk-oriented first movement, Mariangela Vacatello in the first movement, Allegro Marcato, the sonata number one by the Argentine. She's a terrific Italian pianist, and she was in my class at Juilliard. Everyone had a good time with her. One of the fire eaters of the keyboard is Yefim Bronfman. I have for you 7 wonderful minutes in Prokofiev's one movement sonata, Opus 28, and Runfman knows how to play it.
Thank you.
Yefim Bronfman in Prokofiev's third piano sonata. It's in one perfect movement, composed around 1917, and the premiere, as with most of Prokofiev's piano music, was with Prokofiev himself. So it's The Piano Matters, where we concentrate on smaller works from the piano literature, many unknown but wonderful. And I never neglect the well-known. I've chosen literally hundreds of pianists on this series. I'm very proud. Many have passed away, but they left a legacy of recordings. How easy, in the tumultuous changes we live through, to forget the great, even the near great, of former days. And the great conductor, Dmitri Metropoulos, and even he's fading away, the conductor of the New York Philharmonic. He was well known for memorizing everything he conducted, everything. And Dmitri said, "I never used a score when conducting my orchestra. Does a lion tamer enter a cage with a book on how to tame a lion?" If you have listened to the series, I have helped keep alive the name of David Bar-Ilan, Israeli-born pianist. He had a wonderful and blistering technique and a quite refreshing sound. There is something straightforward and bracing in his playing, and his pedaling is very sparse and interesting. He had a tremendous finger and mechanism, and listen to the deadly difficult etude, Opus 25, number 6, in G-sharp minor, the double thirds. And then Mr. Bar-Ilan presents the Opus 25, number 11 Chopin etude, often called The Winter Wind.
Thank you.
And that was the late David Barillon in Chopin's Etudes in G-sharp minor and A minor, The Winter Wind. Oh, those fingers. Reinhold Niebuhr wrote this: man's capacity for evil makes democracy necessary, and man's capacity for good makes democracy possible. As you may know, if you listen often to The Piano Matters, that I have an affection for Oscar Levant, pianist, wit, movie star, and much more. I'd like you to hear an etude by Jelabinski. He was a friend of Oscar's, and Oscar promoted some of his little pieces. Here we have an etude, Opus 19, number 2. If you don't like it, just bear with it. It's only a harmless 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And of course, you may like it. And that's the point of the show, giving you something you don't know that you may like, and the celebrated also. Oscar Levant, you have just heard, in Jelabinski's Etude, Opus 19, number 4. A new pianist, Charles Richard Hamlin, enters our series, The Piano Matters. His new recording is on the Unelect label, and it includes Chopin and the Ionesco Suite. I'd like him to play for us the appealing Rondo in C, Opus 51, number 1. This is not a movement from a sonata, but a separate rondo. Charles Richard Hamlin, in Beethoven's Rondo in C major, Opus 51, number 1. always good to hear the C major Rondo by Beethoven. I remember when I first studied it when I was 14, and I loved it then and loved it now. That's the glory of great music. You love it in the beginning, and if you don't love it in the beginning, it's amazing how it gets better and better. Won't you join me next week for more of The Piano Matters? The great George Bernard Shaw wrote, "Physically, there is nothing to distinguish human society from the farmyard, except that children are more troublesome and costly than chickens, and women are not so completely enslaved as farm stock." And that's from Shaw's play, Getting Married. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.